In The Sleepers, Elliot Dangerfield depicts several figures, both men and women, lazing on the rocks of a canyon. While viewers may agree that most of the figures do not wear clothing, a debate might erupt on whether their bare bodies are naked or nude. In 1956, art historian Kenneth Clark famously argued, "To be naked is to be deprived of our clothes, and the word implies some of the embarrassment most of us feel in that condition. The word nude, on the other hand, carries, in educated usage, no uncomfortable overtone. The vague image it projects into the mind is not of a huddled, defenseless body, but of a balanced, prosperous, and confident body, the body reformed." Dangerfield would have fallen into the nude camp, since he was trained in the Western artistic tradition of creating idealized figures that transcend time and place. But the distinction between the naked and the nude has as much to do with the politics of sexuality in the period as it does academic distinctions. The Comstock Law, which was passed in the United States in 1873, prohibited the circulation of obscene and immoral literature and images. Because Dangerfield cloaked the nude with spiritual associations and the body as a reflection of the perfected divine, his paintings would not have been considered indecent.